Apparently, Compton Locker Room Chat, it continues tonight on KNCA, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well, Cause boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons, joining us here as he does each and every week. Coach, coming up on the final game of the regular season, want to pick it up from Tuesday night. So you guys are hosting Valley Falls, second to last game of the regular season. It's senior night, a lot of festivities between the games, everybody getting honored. So as you see, more times than not across the state, you get senior night, get an opportunity to maybe get some guys on the floor that maybe haven't contributed as much throughout the year. So, you know, you throw in a lineup with Ozzie Eardley, Jacob O'Tremble, Caleb Confer, Ryland Freeman, and then the last one being Ronnie Baker. Of course, Ronnie was going to be one of the best players in this league, but, you know, that injury he suffered during the football season has kept him out all season. Just a cool thing that we were able to see Tuesday night. You know, credit Valley Falls for letting this happen. So you start these five seniors, allow Ronnie Baker to get a bucket to start. Great ovation from the crowd. Obviously, you kind of carried that momentum into a win against the Dragons, but just a cool way to get things going on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you nailed it. Credit to Valley Falls and the officials. It was a special moment. You know, when Ronnie went down, I mean, this whole community was heartbroken for him. And if anybody's followed our season the last couple of years, I mean, he's been the reason that we've won several games. I mean, he was a two-time All-League nominee, first-team All-Big Seven as a sophomore, second-team All-Big East as a junior, and that's with everyone doing their best to get him stopped, and was just loaded up for a huge senior year. And you know, more than just his play, you know, his personality and who he is kind of revolves around basketball, and had the chance to play college basketball even still, but who knows, you know, where this year would have taken him. So huge loss, but in that, Ronnie has found a love for coaching and a love for being a good teammate, showing up every day. So being able to honor him with that first bucket and let him get that standing ovation on the way out, was really special. And then, like you said, getting some other guys in, you know, when you have seven seniors, it's tough. It's really tough. And we have some starters that are juniors. And so last night, everyone just played out of their minds. And it really allowed us to get some guys some minutes and some buckets that don't normally get to play, but are amazing teammates. And, you know, when I came to Perry, we're middle schoolers. And so I've seen them all grow up, and I care about them way more about them as people than basketball players. So, yeah, special night. All the way around, really couldn't have written it better.
Yeah, Caleb Confer, one of those seniors, he got you a bucket on Tuesday night. Ozzie Eardley hit a three in the fourth quarter, so just cool to see some of those seniors who maybe haven't played as much throughout the year getting an opportunity. And what turned out to be a nice win, 65-50 over Valley Falls, the Northeast Kansas League champs, and you guys did it with how you guys have done it a lot of the portion this season, and that's with the outside shot. You guys hit 13 threes. Houston goes for 18. You get 16 from Colby Crine. Easton, also chipping in with 15. So kind of the big three there leading the charge. And again, the outside shot, it was working.
Yeah, total team win. We made the right pass. Kids stepped up and hit shots. And, you know, what gets kind of lost in that is the defensive end. We were phenomenal defensively in rebounding. And, you know, Houston had double-digit rebounds. And Caden Baker played outstanding down low. And, you know, they've got, you know, a kid who's unbelievable inside in Colin Carney. And, you know, on senior night, you want to all go well, and then you got the Northeast Kansas League champs coming in, and it's like, man, it's going to be a dogfight, and one of the best shooters in the area, and Cervantes, one of the best coaches in the area, and Coach Gatzmeier, and so, you know, you want this to go all a certain way, but then you got to remember, too, man, for sub-state seedings, they need to win, and so do we, and this is a regular season game, so all the theatrics can get out of it to win, and just credit to our guys, we were just locked in from the beginning. You know, hitting shots obviously helps, but to hold that team to 50 points, you know, was I was really more proud of that than hitting shots.
Yeah, they were averaging about 62 points per game coming in, and obviously one of the better teams, the best team actually in the Northeast Kansas League this season. So you mentioned Substate. It is just so jam-packed up the top. We were talking a little bit before we popped on the air here just about certain scenarios, you know, depending how some things shake out. A lot of teams already know. They're pretty much set. That's not really the case for you guys. You know, a win here against Royal Valley could help you out, move up a spot. You guys sit at four, but, you know, a loss could bump you down a spot or two. We're going to get maybe some tiebreakers involved. It's just real top-heavy right now with a lot of good teams in this sub-state.
Yeah, and I've kind of told some people around that it would not surprise me if numbers 1 through about 10 made it to state. There is just some really good teams in our sub-state. This happens every year. I really like the new format, because before you'd maybe get 4 or 5 ranked teams in one sub-state and only one gets to come out of it. But the change is where they you know, seeded 1 through 16, and you get two brackets out of it, and you get two of the better teams usually out of it. But even so, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if anybody in the middle came out of it. I mean, it's, if you look across the season this year, I mean, there's teams down in the middle that have beat us. There's teams at the top that have lost. There's teams at the bottom. I just saw Pea Ridge beat Riverside last night in a win. I mean, it's, you know, right now, if it ended today, we'd play Riley County, and we went down there and won by five, and I think they lost to Hiawatha by five, who's 17-3. And
right.
You know, it's tough. No matter what, it's going to be a gauntlet. So I try not to stress myself out about it, because you have no control over it. You just got to control what you can do and hopefully go get a win on Friday in a tough environment. And I'm sure it's their senior night, and they're going to be fired up and ready to go. And, you know, if we win, we let the chips fall, and if we lose, it's the same thing. You just suit up and get ready for hopefully a big postseason run. And this time of year, anything can happen anyway.
Yeah, we're excited for it, no doubt. Matt Simmons joining us, Perry Lee Compton boys basketball coach. One more game to wrap things up in the regular season Friday at Royal Valley. Currently 15 wins, a top four spot right now, currently in the sub-state standings. Coach, appreciate it as always throughout the year. We'll do it one more time before the postseason. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.